people, there are many problems that face us each and every day. And maybe you're coming under pressure today because of peer pressure. The company you're keeping is putting pressure upon you to do and say things that you know you ought not to do and you ought not to say. Now the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. In other words, the wrong company will change you from being good to bad. The wrong company will corrupt you. The wrong company will put pressure upon you. And peer pressure from the wrong company will drag you down. It'll corrupt you, make you less like what you should be and more like what you shouldn't be. Now, unless you're very strong, like Joseph, you'll cave in. But the Bible encourages us that you don't have to cave in. By the grace of God, you can stand against this sort of pressure. Let me read to you what the Bible says in Genesis 39. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, that's Potiphar, and he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favoured. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused, and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me, but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Joseph was not going to do what was wrong just because everyone else at that time was doing it. He wanted to honour the Lord and please the Lord and obey God's word. And therefore he would not yield to temptation, would not give in to pressure. Young people, just because everyone else is behaving in a certain manner, it doesn't mean that you have to copy them or go along with them or go with the flow. If you give in to peer pressure, you're a coward. If you stand up against it, you're courageous. Now, peer pressure is a very lame excuse for doing sinful things, and therefore you have to have the courage to stand against it. Don't be afraid to be different. This is the key thing. This is what we're taught in 1 Peter chapter 1. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation or behaviour, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And you need to have the courage to be different because you're a Christian, and not let the company drag you down.